I'm Yvonne Holste, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What did Jesus mean by pure in heart? The word pure has two main meanings that Bible scholars generally agree on. One meaning is singleness, not divided, without folds. If we consider the audience at the time that Jesus taught, they were Jews who had historically worshipped other gods along with the one true God. They had divided hearts and had violated the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me." Jesus was telling them that God wants their undivided, pure worship. Jesus was also addressing how God was to be worshipped even after Jesus had gone. He would establish a new covenant. As the Apostle Paul taught in Romans 7, we have a conflict of two natures, or two hearts. One that wants to follow the law of God, and one that wants to sin. The other meaning of the word pure is being ritually clean, undefiled, pure in the eyes of God. In Revelation 21:27, John tells us that there will be nothing unclean admitted into the New Jerusalem, so only the pure will be allowed to enter. The question is, how do we get a pure heart? The heart being the center of man's personality and being, your mind and your will. Our problem is the heart. In Matthew 15:19, Jesus said, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders." Perhaps the perfect answer to the question, how do we get a pure heart, is to be like Jesus himself. How is that possible? It is possible because at the moment of our salvation, we receive His Holy Spirit, and we are made holy, sanctified. In John's Gospel, Jesus promised that He would ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit. Paul taught in Romans that the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and the author of Hebrews teaches us that we are sanctified through the offering of Jesus' body. God told how He would accomplish this through the prophet Ezekiel. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances." Ezekiel 36:26-27. The next part of the verse is the promise that if our hearts are pure, we will see God. In Colossians and Hebrews, we learn that Jesus is the image of the invisible God and His exact representation. Jesus Himself said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." We must trust in Jesus' promise that the pure in heart will see God. As with the other Beatitudes, the promises are partly filled now and completed in our perfected eternal state. We know from Revelation 21:22 that God will dwell among us. We will see His face, and His name will be written on our foreheads. For now, in this lifetime as Christians, we can see God by knowing Him and feeling His presence through our relationship with Jesus Christ and His Spirit that resides in us. I know this pales in comparison to what is to be. As the Apostle Paul said, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known." 1 Corinthians 13:12. You and I are meant for the audience chamber of God. You and I are being prepared to enter into the presence of the King of Kings. Do you believe it? Do you realize that a day is coming when you are going to see the blessed face of God? Not as in a glass dimly, but face to face. Surely the moment we grasp this, everything else pales in significance. We are powerless to purify and clean our own hearts. The only thing we can do is put our trust in Jesus and His salvation. This allows the Holy Spirit to enter us and to purify us. As the Apostle Paul said, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ." Philippians 1:6. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.